Adele reflects on brutal reactions to her residency cancellation. Justin Bieber's relatives escape a fiery car crash, a New York City man is accused of stalking Taylor Swift, and the BTS label vows to continue to fight personal attacks. It's Monday, July 4th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Adele opened up this past weekend about the backlash following her decision in January to pull the plug on her Las Vegas residency. "I was a shell of a person for a couple months," she told BBC Radio 4. "I just had to wait it out and grieve it, I guess. Grieve the shows and get over the guilt, but it was brutal." The English singer says she stands by her decision. "I'm not just going to do a show because I have to, or because people are going to be let down, or because we're going to lose loads of money." On January 20th, the eve of the launch of Weekends with Adele, Adele tearfully told fans in a video message she shared on social media that she was gutted by the cancellation. "I'm so sorry, but my show ain't ready," she said. "We've tried absolutely everything we can to put it together in time for it to be good enough for you, but we've been absolutely destroyed by delivery delays and COVID." Weeks later, Adele admitted that the cancellation was due to concern about the quality of the production. "It would have been a really half-hour show, and I can't do that," she explained. In their latest interview, Adele admitted she definitely felt everyone's disappointment and was devastated. "I was frightened about letting them down. I thought I could pull it together and make it work, and I couldn't." Although she promised in January that the residency would be rescheduled, Adele declined to share any new news. "I'm not going to update you if I got nothing to update you with, because that just leads to more disappointment." Justin Bieber's cousin and step-grandmother escaped a fiery crash last month in Stratford, Ontario. Brandon Bieber, the 17-year-old son of the pop star's father, Jeremy Bieber, said he was behind the wheel of Kathy Bieber's vintage Oldsmobile 442 convertible on June 28th when it was hit from behind. Kathy, 73, is the wife of Justin's paternal grandfather, George. "We were at a dead stop, then a distracted driver rear-ended us, said she had to be doing at least 70 kilometers an hour," Brandon wrote on Facebook. "The car burst into flames, and after the impact, wasn't good enough to have to pull my grandmother out of the car. Could have been very bad if we were even in the car for another 5 seconds. Eyewitness Marty Denham told CTV News Kitchener that the scene was like a movie. Taylor Tessier, who shared photos and video clips on Facebook, said the accident was not something you see every day. Justin has not commented publicly on the accident. A 35-year-old New York City man has been ordered to stay away from Taylor Swift after being arrested Friday on stalking and trespassing charges. Joshua Christian is accused of accessing two buildings with connections to Swift on separate occasions in March and in June. The defendant has not only repeatedly shown up at Ms. Swift's home here in New York, but has traveled across to her home in Tennessee as well, the prosecutor alleged during arraignment on Saturday, according to reports. On June 12th, Christian allegedly said on the intercom, "You're dead, you know. You're holding the prisoner and I need to set her free." In court, Christian called his arrest the worst miscarriage of justice since the crucifixion of Christ Jesus, and said he wanted to represent himself. Judge Eric Schumacher set bail to a token $1, but ordered him to be held in custody as a fugitive since he faces a reckless driving charge in Florida. Christian is due back on court on the stalking and trespassing charges on August 15th. Big Hit Music is calling on BTS fans to help it go after people who are hating on J-Hope, Jimin, Jin, Jungkook, RM, Suga, and V. In a message on the Weverse platform last week, the label said it has filed additional criminal complaints against postings with personal attacks and defamation thanks to intel from ARMY. Big Hit shared a similar statement this time last year. The company urges fans to report examples of personal attacks, sexual harassment, the spread of groundless information, and ill-intentioned criticism via an email address it set up. Under South Korean law, people can be criminally charged with defamation even if what they said or wrote is true. The United Nations Human Rights Committee has urged the government to abolish the law. In Canada and in many other countries, defamation is a strictly civil matter and can be defended by proving that the statements are true or fair comment. Big Hit reiterated that it regularly initiates legal proceedings against perpetrators of malicious activities related to BTS, and there will be no settlement nor leniency. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.